I know that you will refuse to tell others about the meetings we have had, but one day you will have to do so by force of circumstance. Do not imagine, however, that when you do tell others, they will take much notice. May have spoken without any apparent result, and the only reward you should expect is something which nobody can take away, because it exists within your heart alone. But there may be someone unknown to you to whom your work will be of great value. And now, farewell. I shall take with me some books in order to study earthly science a little more. When I return, I will do my best to bring you something in writing about our science and our ethics. Until that time, we shall be linked in thought. Supposing I am not here when you come back, I asked him, it would perhaps be better if you were not here, because then you would be somewhere else where it would be easier for us to make contact. But do not leave without telling your friends that life extends through the infinities of space from sphere to sphere and from world to world, and that beyond death there is hope and consolation. Tell them that wherever there is spirit, God will have prepared a vehicle for it. In life, swans are mute, but they never depart without a song. He gave me his hand and took leave of me again. I would like to have followed him to the place where he was to board his saucer, but he told me, "Why follow me? Do not come with me. My saucer is quite close and it would not be pleasant for you to see the circumstances in which I leave, you would be upset. There is always a moment of separation and before I got into the saucer you would no longer be able to see me. May God be with you." I saw him vanish round a corner. I had a strong desire to follow him at any cost, but decided that this would be disloyal to someone who had shown such friendliness to me. The end. Dina Krasbedden, My Contact with Flying Saucers. See, search also on YouTube.